Hello guys, my name is Alexandra Candelaria and today we'll be talking about the topic of Mexican immigration. We'll have a guest speaker talking about his thoughts on the subject and we'll finalize into my final project of how I try to impact the perspective towards immigrants. So before we begin, I found some very interesting facts that I really want to share with y'all. One of the first ones is that there were 11 million unauthorized immigrants in the U.S. in 2015, a small but significant decline from the center's estimate of 11.3 million for 2009. I guess this is like the part where like migration is kind of declining because the Border Patrol is getting new technology trying to stop future or even present immigrants to pass the border, which in a way, I feel that I kind of see their point of view. I mean, you want your nation to be legal. You don't want them to be illegal, and that's why they do all the rules. But we have a family, you know, and we'll talk about it later in the episode. One of the second ones says that Mexicans may no longer be the majority of U.S. unauthorized immigrants. They made up half of all the unauthorized immigrants in 2016, according to Center's preliminary estimate, marking the first time in at least a decade that they did not account for a clear majority of this population. So I guess Mexican immigrants are starting to like stop sending them, I guess because most of them are dying, you know, which is really sad, by the way. So I was born from a immigrant mother, and I love my mom, like, all the way. She was always there for me, and she moved to this country for a better education and a better life for me. And I just found a fact that actually proves my point. This fact is stating, immigrants are four times more likely than children of native-born parents to have less than a high school degree, but are almost twice as likely to have a doctorate. So this means for me, some of the parents are not as influential to some of their kids because they went through a lot and they just want their kids to have fun and have all the things that they never had. But if you have my mom, for example, she only wants A's. I'm like, I can't have a B, I can't have a C, I can't have no 70s, only 90 and above. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to do great in my life because my mother's strictness is always pushing me to the limits. She's always pushing me to do my best. And I know that I'm going to be great because she inspired me to do so. And I hope everyone who's listening to this actually appreciates their parents because I don't have a dad, but it's fine, you know, whatever. My mother was there for me. This is great. And this immigration topic really stood out to me because, I mean, obviously my mom, my family is mostly immigrants, but this is a topic that most people don't even talk about. I mean, they talk about it sometimes, but they don't really show how important this is. Many kids are actually dying, and they don't have the resources to actually move somewhere else. And most of the parents that are coming here for a better life for themselves, for their families that are left behind, never have the chance to speak out their story or to just express their opinions without having to fear people judging them. I mean, many in my school, many people judge Donald Trump, but then you also have to look at it from his perspective. Think of it as your country. Would you like other people to just come in here illegally, not knowing who they are and just taking other things that aren't theirs? I mean, there's many stereotypes for Mexican immigrants. They say they steal your money they steal your jobs, they steal your wives, your husbands. That's not true. Well, at least some of it. Many come here because there's gangs, there's a war, there's poverty, the economy is not right, and their education, it's bad over there, and they come here for a better life, generally. They always do. But how come we get to judge them and we don't even see their perspectives? And that's why today we'll be talking about this a lot. And as y'all know, I have a guest speaker. So, yeah. So let's start off with our first speaker. His name is Christian Vasquez. So say hello, Christian.
Hello.
So our first question for today is, do you have any personal experience with migration?
I don't have a personal experience, but my mom does. She came here at the age of 15 to the United States.
So my mom and his mom, they're Salvadorians, so we could kind of relate. And during that time, the Civil War was occurring, and there was a lot of war. Everyone was dying, and my parents, my mom, she moved to Mexico for a better life. And what did your mom go just to the United States, or did she go somewhere else?
I think she stopped in Mexico to like rest, I think. But I'm not sure about it, but she told me that she came here to the United States.
So many people don't know this, but Salvador is really far, and you just don't go to the United States. You have to cross through Mexico and then to the United States. And in the border, it's really hard, and many people die because Mexicans and Salvadorians actually do not get along. They're very racist to each other. And that's one of the major factors why they can't get along. It's just because of their ego and everything like that. The next question says, what would you wish to change in the migration policy?
One thing that I would like that to change is the, what you call it, how they come here. It's like, I understand why the U.S. doesn't want people to come here. Maybe they don't know if they're bad or they're good people. So like, I want to have like a background check of like if they have any a bad history of like if they have like criminal things. So like, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And for our next guest speaker, we have Melissa Huerta. Say hello.
Hi.
Wow. Okay. So Melissa, are your parents immigrants?
No, but my grandma, she came in illegally. She said that she had to cross the border and that she was with some men when she was crossing. They said that they left her behind because they wanted to get to the U.S. faster. But she said that the jokes was on them because whenever the police came, they arrested them and didn't look back and saw her. So she crossed and they didn't. And then my mom said that she came in legally with the passport, but then it expired. So she has to pay a lawyer every 2 years to stay in the U.S.
Well, at least she gets to stay, you know? Like, for us Salvadorians, like Christian and me, we actually, was it this year that the government decided to take the TPS from Salvadorians? And that was really, really scary for all of these Salvadorians because
but didn't they end up canceling that?
Yeah, it was a tough moment for all Salvadorians because in that time there was a lot of war and there was an earthquake that really like broke El Salvador economy and everything. So many people started migrating here, but the United States was generous enough to let them have a card, and like they were guaranteed not to be migrated because they were allowed here. But I think it was this year that they actually said that they were going to take it away, and that scared so many families, but then decided to cancel that because, I mean, look how many families there are. You don't want to leave them without their kids. And I feel that was really, really like exciting for everyone, right? Yeah. So how do y'all feel about Donald Trump?
It's okay because his action, he has reasons for his actions. He's like trying to help us, but at the same time, his actions don't really help us because they're turning away families and stuff. It's just, he has to find a right way to say, to speak what he's trying to say and how to do his actions correctly.
I understand what he says and why he says things, but I feel the way that he says the things, like, he has a lot of money and obviously he feels superior, but not many people had the chance that he had. I feel that he should be more humble and not just say, hey, get out of this country, you know? He just wants to rip families apart. And, well, in some way, he's actually right. Because, I mean, would you like it if they entered your country without no permission, without you knowing anything about them? And it's overpopulating, making it harder for other people. It's, like, it's actually pretty hard, but I understand his opinion. So let's move on to my final project. My final project is a book, and it has a bunch of poems about immigration. I searched up many stories about many immigrants that moved to the United States, and I even included some of my own. One of the poems that I want to share with y'all is pretty short, but it has a very significant meaning, and I hope y'all like it as well. The poem's name is Why, and it goes like this. Why don't I have a voice? Why can't I be in charge of my future? Why did we move from the only place I called home? Why did we run away? Why were police officers chasing us? Why did they shoot my mom? Why did my mom die? Why am I in a place that looks like jail? Why am I here? Why am I alone? Why did God leave me? Why can't I die? Why? So this poem is pretty deep, but many, believe it or not, many little kids actually have to go through this. The Border Patrol has a restriction to say that anyone who passes could die. They could shoot them if they don't go back. And then they kill many parents, and little kids never get to see their dads or mothers ever again. And they only went there for one chance at a better life, a better future for their families. And it was all taken away just by the border. So what I try to intend with this book that I'm going to be publishing, I'm trying to change the perspective towards immigrants. Many immigrants are being called many things that they're not. Like, they don't work hard. They just come here to sell drugs. And they don't care about their families, but that's not true. Immigrants come here for a better life, a better reason for existence, and I'm going to be the one to help them. I'm an American citizen, and I have the right to have a voice. And immigrants, they can't say their own opinions because they have a chance at being deported. But I will be that change, and I'm trying to impact everyone around because they deserve to live free. And I will do that very much because I care about them. I really do. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If y'all like the immigration topic, check out my book. It's going to be on Amazon by December. And before we finalize, I want to say that for all the immigrants out there, I have your back and I would always be there for y'all. And I think y'all should open your mind. You have to have a more open mind to all the people around you instead of judging them all the time. So please, guys, have a good day. And yeah. And one last thing. I wanted to thank all my interviewees that did this for me because I don't really have friends. So yeah. Thank you, guys.